O Blessed the House, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, July 20th, 2025. O Blessed the House, whatever befall, where Jesus Christ is all in all. A home that is not wholly His, how sad and poor and dark it is. Then here will I and mine today a solemn promise make and say. Though all the world forsake His word, I and my house will serve the Lord. Most parents want to give all they can to their children, providing them with a loving home, food and clothing, a good education, and so much more. These things are necessary and important, but our hymn points out something that is sadly missing in so many households. No matter how much parents give to their children, a home that does not belong entirely to Jesus Christ, a home where the Savior is not all in all, will be sad and poor and dark. The psalmist declares, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain." Only households built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ have lasting joy, true wealth, and enduring hope. Such a home has the joy and peace found in the forgiveness and life that Jesus alone brings to us. Material possessions may satisfy nearly every earthly need, but true wealth is found in the riches of God's grace. When a household suffers trouble and grief, only hope in Jesus can lead a family out of the darkness. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, Christian parents help their children to grow in grace and faith. Children learn to love Jesus, their best friend, and the Savior who died to save them. In households built by the Lord, families pray and read Bible stories together so their children, from a young age, learn to love the Scriptures. Parents and children attend church together so that worship becomes a good and lifelong habit, just as it was for our Lord, who attended weekly worship according to his usual custom. Joshua, who led the people of Israel after Moses' death, issued a challenge to God's people. Would they serve the false gods of the nations around them, or would they worship and serve the God of Israel? The Israelites responded with a promise to serve the Lord who had saved them from slavery in Egypt. Each Christian family today faces the same choice. Will our households follow the empty values and sinful behaviors of the world in which we live, or will our families, led by the Holy Spirit, worship the Lord Jesus and walk in His ways? We pray that every family will remain firm in faith and trust in the grace of God as they raise their children to live for His glory. We pray that every Christian household, whether home to many people or to one person, will boldly declare, "I and my house will serve the Lord." We pray. Lord, I and my house will serve You alone. Amen.